There is a sleek silver suitcase at our house. It's rectangular, about 2 by 3 feet, 3 inches deep. You'd never guess they could fit so much trouble into such a little space. But they did. The suitcase opens into what is otherwise known as a votomatic, the voting machine oh so famous for hanging chads, dimpled chads, disenfranchised voters. You remember. Florida's Palm Beach County sold them over the internet for $300 to the politically interested. County officials will use the money to buy new voting machines, which is a good thing. Open the Votomatic and you go wing to wing with a real butterfly ballot. The ballot itself, like a little book, moves ever so slightly up and down on its spine. The movement's just enough so that the hole you're supposed to punch your stylus into to vote for, say, Al Gore, moves just a touch away from his name and more toward, say, Pat Buchanan's. Oh, and there's a big red sign just below the 5-step Votomatic instructions, reminding voters that, fluttering ballot or not, the time limit for voting is just 5 minutes. A few days ago, a federal judge in California ordered that voting machines like the Votomatic go the way of the dinosaurs by the next presidential election. It's the first such decision handed down in the wake of Bush versus Gore, and it means that certain California counties will be forced to buy new touchscreen computerized voting machines. But it's not the first time the Votomatic has been benched in a facing a judge sense. The Votomatic by name has been to court before. As early as 1965, in fact, when returns in a Georgia election showed a 5-vote margin between 2 candidates for sheriff, election officials had helped make ballots more readable by flicking with their fingernails hanging chads and dimpled chads from the ballots. The court found no problem with those actions, writing that they'd not changed any result in the election. 22 years later, a federal trial court in Missouri recognized that certain counties, those using Votomatic machines, had more undervotes, votes not counted because the voter's intent was not clear. The court decided that election officials must count manually all rejected ballots and should begin Votomatic voter education campaigns in counties where uncounted ballots remained a problem. But the appeals court reversed, finding that the candidate who'd brought the lawsuit did not have standing to bring it. He was a candidate, not a disenfranchised voter. And then just 14 months ago, Bush versus Gore, in which the Supreme Court wrote that punch card voting machines, like the Votomatic, produced an unfortunate number of ballots not punched in a clean, complete way. The justices predicted that state legislatures would re-examine using such machines, and now courts have officially forced that change. So the Votomatic is sleek, silver on the outside, but it's not exactly cutting edge on the inside, unless you count the ragged plastic interior that really could cut an unwary new Votomatic owner, or the tiny paper cuts possible from all the chad falling from the machine. Enough chad, in fact, to use as confetti to celebrate the demise of the Votomatic. I'm Amy Guida.